President Trump is back to the Oval Office, and so are the day-to-day dramas. Whatever chaos and troubles might lie ahead of us, one thing is for certain. The next 4 years will be non-stop entertainment. The last time around, Trump had imposed what was wrongly titled as Muslim ban. It did not really ban Muslims, but it made many anti-immigrant and Islamophobic imbeciles happy. This time around, the Trump administration is deporting the pro-Palestinian activists. Student visas are being revoked for many international students, including many Indians. The interesting part is the rationale that the Trump administration provides in deporting some of these leading activists, including Mohsen Madawi, who is actually a legal permanent resident, which is more commonly called a green card holder. The rationale goes that the activism that these people indulge in is actually harmful for the Middle East peace process. That is wrong on so many levels that the hardest part is to decide where to start from while dissecting it. Firstly, the phrase peace process is a code word for the Palestinian slaughter and the Arab world's silence and capitulation to it, while the Israelis continue to annex more Palestinian land. Israeli aggression and the American blind support for it while whining about anti-Semitism are some of the code phrases for what the peace process means. Secondly, Washington has always argued that the decisions and laws of the international bodies such as the UN, the ICC, etc., are not welcomed inside America because allowing those foreign bodies to influence American politics is a violation of U.S. sovereignty. However, I am shocked to read the rationale provided for deporting legitimate students from America, that peace process in the Middle East, a goal in the foreign world, should decide how America is going to treat its own legal residents and legitimate students. Is it not a violation of American sovereignty, the U.S. Constitution, and American civil liberties? Thirdly, if Marco Rubio, the U.S. Secretary of State, is so concerned about anti-Semitism in America, then all he needs to look at is the actions of the Israeli lobbies, who earn hatred for Jews. The American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, whose very presence at the crossroads of American political power, campaign donations, and media control are throwing American democracy out the window. Fourthly, if the Trump administration is really concerned about any entity disrupting the peace in the Middle East, then they should be bold to say that it is Israel only that kills any chances of peace on purpose. I guess the deportations speak a disturbing reality, less about the fate of the students and about the constitutional crisis this can lead to, and more about the weakness of the American power system and their media goons. The days of manufacturing consent are gone.